Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
February's here. January's now in the rearview mirror. The cycle of the seasons continues its inexorable change, and although the excitement of spring seems a long way away, there's probably more going on than most people realize. The days will continue to lengthen, of course, until the spring equinox on March 20th. If you think back to the winter solstice on December 21st, there was a paltry 8 hours and 32 minutes between sunrise and sunset in Bismarck. Around the first of this month, the increase in daylight is approaching 1 hour, and it'll be roughly 12 hours by the spring equinox on March 20th. Several birds remain active throughout the winter, as evidenced by chickadees and nuthatches flitting back and forth from the bird feeders, as well as the downy and hairy woodpeckers frequently pecking away at the suet feeders. There are also small flocks of snow buntings and horned larks frequenting roads across the state. Even snowy owls and other visitors from the north can occasionally be observed. Don't be surprised if you begin to hear the call of great horned owls more frequently. It might surprise some of you, but their breeding season begins in late February and will peak in early March. They are or will be soon hooting more frequently at night to stake out their territory and attract a mate. And although the casual observer may not notice any appreciable increase in the activity of mammals, one can expect to notice more tracks in the snow. Red fox and coyotes have been active throughout the winter, and their mating season has already begun. Raccoons and skunks may stay huddled up during cold spells, but become active during warm spells. They too begin their mating season around this time of year. And if you've noticed the gray or fox squirrels chasing each other around your neighborhood, their breeding season has begun as well. When it comes to nature in February, Groundhog Day is legendary. But shadow or no shadow, don't expect any groundhog or woodchuck to wake up and check out the surroundings on February 2nd. They know better. They're still hibernating. They'll not come out of their winter torpor until around March or perhaps April. But how about those St. John woodchucks? They are reportedly the only high school in the state and nation with a woodchuck as a mascot. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.